שלום ילדים, אני המורה ראיה. This is your page number 19, עמוד 19 of your Hebrew homework from the 27th of February 2013. We are asking who are you for a man and who are you for a woman, or who are you for a boy and who are you for a girl. In Hebrew we say מי אתה, who are you for a boy, and then מי את, who are you for a woman or a girl. And we have here in the homework in front of us four pictures. Robo is interviewing other people. So let's have a look at picture number one. Robo is interviewing a man and he's asking him, "Mi ata?" And the man is saying, "Ani aba shel Nira." In picture number two, we can see Robo with a microphone interviewing a woman. And he's asking her, "Mi at?" And then she's saying, "Ani ima shel Nira." In picture number three, we can see Robo is interviewing an old woman. And he's asking her, "Mi at?" And she would say, "Ani savta shel Nira." And in picture number four, we can see Robo interviewing an old man. And he's asking him, "Mi ata?" Who are you? And then the man is saying, "Ani asaba shel Nira." So in the bubble, in the pictures, we should write the question. If it's a man, we say, "Mi ata?" And if it's a woman, we have to write in the bubble, "Mi at?" And at the bottom of the page, children, when you have 1, 2, 3, and 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines, you should write the answer. So the question should be in the bubble in the picture and the answer should be on the lines at the bottom. Try and practice asking "mi ata" and "mi at." For example, if you ask a child in your class, "Mi ata?" The child could say, "Ani yeled." The child could say, "Ani ben sheva," or "Ani ben shmone," and then the child could say their name. Or if you ask a girl in your class, "Mi at?" should say, "Ani yalda," "Ani bat sheva," "Ani bekita shalosh," and then she could say her name. You can also ask, "Your mom, mi at?" "Ani ima." "Your dad, mi ata?" "Ani aba." So try and practice these questions and get better and better. Toda for listening, ve shalom.